Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. Lori Glimcher. How are you, Lori?
Doing well. Thank you. Good to see you.
A pleasure to see you again. And Lori is the CEO of Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. So this, to my knowledge, in its singular focus, is unlike any organization in the world. Explain what it is.
Dana-Farber Cancer Institute is a hospital that is affiliated with Harvard Medical School. Our faculty are all professors or assistant professor or associate professors at Harvard Medical School. Harvard Medical School has a number of affiliated hospitals. We are one of them. We are an independent hospital, but we partner with many other of the hospitals that are affiliated with Harvard Medical School.
And you have a singular focus, which is on cancer, and you are what I would say is maniacally mission-focused in a very positive way.
You said it well. We are a dedicated cancer center. As you may or may not know, there are about 51 cancer centers throughout the United States that have National Cancer Institute affiliations. Among that 51, there are 11 of us who are totally dedicated and only dedicated to cancer. So, for example, you could have a general hospital who has a cancer center, but they also do general medicine as well, whether it's, you know, kidney problems or blood pressure or whatever, while the dedicated cancer centers do nothing but cancer. And Dana-Farber is a very unique dedicated cancer center, because we have 50% of our faculty are researchers. They're basic researchers or translational researchers. And the other 50% of our faculty, of course, are our wonderful clinicians who take care of our patients. So I don't think you'll find that kind of 50-50 at any other cancer center, be it dedicated cancer center or a cancer center that lives within a general hospital.
That is certainly a unique standpoint and a critical one. And it's also interesting because, as reading in U.S. News and World Report, you're actually the only organization that has both for adult cancer and pediatric cancer of top five.
Top four, actually.
Thank you.
We partner with Brigham and Women's Hospital, and our ranking in New England has been number one for well over 20 years. And nationally, as you said, we rank in the top four in adult oncology, and usually, most of the time, in our alliance with Boston Children's Hospital, we are number one in pediatric oncology in the world, really.
Let's talk the question that everyone has, and I spoke with some CEOs in advance of this interview, and it's the same question. What is on the forefront for cancer research?
Well, I could talk about that for, you know, 30 minutes, but let me be brief here and tell you what our major priorities are. So let's get a little bit of background here. Cancer. One out of every two men, one out of every three women will experience cancer during their life. That's a shocking statistic, but it's true. Cancer incidence has not slowed down. Mortality has improved, at least in some countries, not in all. 25% of our patients present to us with early stage cancer. We call it stage one cancer. We can pretty much cure those individuals 99% of the time. But somewhere between a third or three quarters of our patients come to us when the tumor has already spread. Now, we can certainly cure some of those patients and certainly give some of them more time, but it's much tougher. And so when you ask me what a top priority is, it is early detection. If we can detect cancer before it has spread through the body, we can cure it. And that is one of the top priorities at Dana-Farber. We have established a number of different centers that deal with different parts of early detection, prevention, and early interception. Let me give you an example, and a lot of people may not realize this. 10% of cancers are genetic. They are inherited from a father or a mother. One example of that is what we call Lynch syndrome. Lynch syndrome has genetic mutations that get passed on to the next generation. And there are about 5 different specific mutations. 1 in every 300 people has Lynch syndrome. That's a lot of people.
1 in every 300?
1 out of every 300. And if you have these mutations, you have about an 80% chance of developing colorectal cancer, pancreatic cancer, or uterine cancer. So what happens when a patient comes in to Dana-Farber with one of those cancers, we sequence their genome. If they have Lynch syndrome, we then bring in the whole family to test them. Because if we can carefully screen everybody, not just the nuclear family, it's much bigger. It's your uncles and aunts and brothers and sisters and so on and cousins, because then we can keep a very close eye on them. I mean, it's not a lot of fun to have a colonoscopy every 6 months, but it's a lot better to do that than to present with metastatic colorectal cancer, which is hard to cure. That's one example. And so 10% of cancer patients is genetic. We need to be screening those individuals in an appropriate way. BRCA1 is a good example. 1 in 40 Ashkenazi Jewish women have BRCA mutations. I could give you other examples, but this is something that we must work hard at, because if we could get patients at stage one, cancer will go away. And we are working on that in a number of ways. For example, cancer DNA in your blood or urine. If we can detect small amounts at an early stage, that is just a few cancer cells, and we can see them in the blood, a blood test or a urine test, then we can start treatment right away, and those individuals will be cured.
What about things that are rare, like a multiple myeloma?
Multiple myeloma is a real strength at Dana-Farber. I think no one would dispute that we are the number one multiple myeloma division in the world. And that's thanks to our incredibly talented researchers and clinicians. When you look at FDA approvals for drugs that treat multiple myeloma, you will find that 22 out of the 26 FDA-approved drugs came from Dana-Farber. We have turned multiple myeloma from a life survival of about 2 years, sometimes to 10 to 15 years. Now, I think we can cure multiple myeloma by, in fact, and we are doing this now, by early detection of multiple myeloma cells in the blood.
What is the future of, I wanted to use the word solving cancer, and I don't know if that is the right word or not, but just talk about what the future is, what you plan to do there, and what the outlook is of actually solving cancer.
I'm an optimist, and I agree with President Biden that given 25 years of intense focus on cancer, we can reduce the mortality by 50%. I think he's right about that. There are several priorities that we have. We talked about early detection, which would be revolutionary. We need to continue to do what we call genomics, because we have to find out not only what's in the proteins that we see, but also in the dark part of DNA. And that requires artificial intelligence, which we are working hard on. And secondly, it's immunotherapy, activating your immune system. Gordon Freeman at Dana-Farber was the person who discovered PD-L1. That is now the most popular used immunotherapeutic. But only 25% of our patients respond to the current immunotherapeutics that we have. So we got to do more.
We are about to take a break talking with Dr. Lori Glimcher, the CEO of Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. And we do know that early detection is the key. When we come back, we're going to talk about collaborations and how that ties in, as well as their culture, because they have a completely unique culture. Back in a few.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here with Dr. Lori Glimcher, who is the CEO of Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. And I want to first ask, before I ask about partnerships, you had mentioned a unique culture where 50% are researchers and 50% are clinicians. And you have been known to have a really, what I would say, exceptional culture where people start with you, stay with you, and grow towards the mission. What is the secret of your culture?
You know, I wish I could tell you what it is, but I don't know. But what I can say is it is really unbelievable culture here, and I had no idea of that. For many years, I had my own laboratory at Harvard, and I did a lot of collaboration with the scientists at Dana-Farber, and it was clear to me that Dana-Farber researchers are A+. They're A+. They're incredible. And that's widely recognized, that we have the strongest research of any cancer center is Dana-Farber. What I hadn't appreciated was the quality of the clinical care. I had just arrived, and there was a reception, and a woman came up to me and said, "Are you Dr. Glimcher?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And she said, "Can I ask you a question?" And I said, "Of course, sure." She said, "Well, I've been told that my breast cancer has been cured and I don't need to come back to Dana-Farber anymore." But she said, "I have my family at Dana-Farber, whether it's the physician, the nurse, the nutritionist. I feel like I'm part of the family at Dana-Farber. And, you know, can I just come back a few times to say hi to this family? I won't take up too much time, I promise you." And I said, "Of course you can come back." And I have gotten hundreds of letters and emails and texts saying what an exceptional place Dana-Farber has been. Our patient satisfaction is somewhere between 97 and 99% satisfaction, which is pretty remarkable from Press Ganey. And so we lost many fewer nurses during the COVID pandemic than other hospitals because our nurses are so devoted. And our clinicians interact with our nurses, with our researchers. And the reason that we have our fingers all around half of the last 5 years FDA new cancer drugs that were approved, half of them have Dana-Farber's signature on them. And that's because our clinicians love to interact with our researchers. Even though they don't have labs and they're taking care of the patient, they want to help out. So when providing tumor tissue, providing anything they can do to help the scientists, and I haven't seen that, honestly, at any other institution that I am familiar with.
So we've been speaking about internally. Now let's talk externally and partnerships. And you've already told me that, you know, and we interviewed, I think, about 6 or 7 years ago, that you're not about competition. You're all about collaboration. Talk about partnerships. All of the CEOs listening in and viewing, and we have maybe 600,000 of them, how should CEOs be thinking about potential partnerships with Dana-Farber?
I think that CEOs always need to do what is best for the patient. And if you do what's best for the patient, you will not go wrong. And to me and to the faculty and staff at Dana-Farber, that's what we do. So we partner with Brigham and Women's Hospital. We partner with Boston Children's Hospital, the number one children's hospital in the country. And we reach out to pharmaceutical companies, to biotech companies. We have founded a lot of our own biotech companies. But, you know, to me, what's going to get that new drug fastest to the patient? And I think that requires, honestly, I think that requires both academic medical centers, biotechs, and pharmaceutical companies. If we all work together, we will get those treatments to our patients faster. It's a marriage made in heaven. Let's put it that way.
I want to shift to the personal side. When you were a fourth-year Harvard Medical School student, you had this special transformative moment, which you had told me, which involved your dad. Just share this, because I think this is inspirational for people.
So I'm happy to share that. I was in my fourth year of Harvard Medical School, and I joined the laboratory for the year of Dr. Harvey Kanter, who's an immunologist, as am I. You know, I didn't recognize how tough research could be. You know, 90% of the time your experiments fail, your grants don't get supported, your papers get rejected. It's a tough life being a scientist, and I was sort of fed up that day, and I left the laboratory, and I happened to run into my dad, who at that time was chair of orthopedic surgery at Boston Children's Hospital. He's also, like me, a physician scientist in that he was a biophysicist. And he said to me, "Where are you going?" And I said, "Well, I'm going home because I'm just fed up with this whole thing." And he said, "No, you're not going home, because this is what science is. You need to go back to the lab and to work even harder than you did before. You can't give up, and you have to take risks." I wanted to be a scientist, and I wanted to make important contributions to immunology. And so I became a risk taker. And I think you have to be a thoughtful risk taker as a CEO as well. You come in with a vision when you become a CEO. You come in with a vision, and you surround yourself with A-plus senior management. You pick individuals who have expertise that I don't have and let them flourish. We all have to take thoughtful risks or we're never going to cure cancer. That's what I would say if you asked me, what's your definition of a transformative CEO? You really need to surround yourself with A-plus people and let them do it and work together and be respectful and upbeat and grateful for, I mean, I have the most wonderful senior management team I've ever had right now. High quality, and I'm happy to say that if we look at the number 10 senior managements, over half turn out to be women, and a third are people of color. We pick the best, the most talented.
Well, Dr. Lori Glimcher, I want to thank you so much for being a guest again on the CEO Show, and I wish you much success with your truly important, significant, and earth-changing work.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen show on Instagram.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Steve Jones. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Robert.
And Steve is the CEO of Allied Universal, and He's been CEO for 25 years, and they're a leader in security globally. But, you know, I want to say, when you became CEO, you had 400 employees. Right now, you have 800,000 employees, and right behind Walmart and Amazon, you are number three largest employer in the United States. Talk about what the organization that you've really put your blood, sweat, and tears into is.
It's an organization, you know, that does business 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, and around the globe. So, you know, when holidays come, I was just thinking about this, you know, during the holidays, when holidays come, you know, most businesses, they get to shut down, whether it's, you know, if it's Christmas Day or, you know, whether it's a restaurant or, you know, even, you know, package delivery services or even the trash companies, right? And so they take a day off. Our employees really never get a day off, right? We are on the job 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it's a huge responsibility because all around the world, your business is always functioning every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And with 800,000 employees, you know, that what always hits me, you know, personally is, you know, the impact that we have as an organization. You know, it's 800,000 employees, and of those 800,000, many of them have families. Probably most of them have families, right? And so it's, you know, you start to multiply that by the number of people that we impact every single day. Just as a company, you know, it's in the millions. And then you start talking about the number of people that we interface with every day, you know, trying to keep them safe and be there to provide customer service and to assist them. And that's, you know, that's in the tens, if not hundreds of millions. And so it's a big social impact, and it's a big responsibility with our employees' lives, their families. And it's not one that I take lightly.
Let's talk about the security business, what it is and how it has been impacted. For example, you're saying 24/7. How do you use technology? What's the key to successful security?
I don't care if it's a college campus or university, or it's a distribution facility, or it's a commercial office building, or it's a retail mall. Really, you know, a corporate security professional looks at all of those really the same way, right? And it's, I've got entry points, I've got visitors, I've got employees, I may have goods that are coming and going, right? And so how do we protect all of those? How do we keep those secure? How do we protect all of those? How do we have our business that allow it to be inviting to our customers? And how do we balance that with security? And so how you balance it really is a blend of technology and people. And, you know, people always ask me, you know, is technology going to displace people? Is this going to be an industry that eventually doesn't have people? And what I always tell them is we're users of technology. So you go to any of those facilities I just described, there's camera systems, there's access control systems, there's alarm systems, there's people watching cameras behind the scenes in security control rooms, right? But there's also people that are out front, and they're responding, and they're helping, and they're assisting. And so, you know, as this industry has evolved, we've obviously seen technology evolve over the years to become much more sophisticated. That really helps the people that are doing the job every day and working closely with the public or with our customers, helps them do their job more efficiently, more effectively, and provide a higher level of security. So it is truly that comprehensive solution of people and technology that create the right level of sophistication for each customer, right? And each customer is a little bit different.
And when you talk about sitting down with customers, at the end of the day, the CEO is really your customer because a lot is on the line for them. Imagine with security breaches in any way, what happens? How do you go about building the customer relationships and understand what customers really want from a security standpoint?
Yeah. Well, first of all, if you think about our business, it is such an essential business. And the word essential probably doesn't even do it justice, right? Because in many cases, businesses can't open, right? And so if you think about a commercial office building, in most major cities across the country, there are fire life safety legal requirements, right? You have to have somebody there monitoring the alarm systems, the fire panels. You got to have somebody there to monitor the visitor management system and people coming and going. You can't open that building without somebody in the lobby in many cases, right? We've got distribution facilities or manufacturing facilities or aerospace and defense companies. We've got airports where, again, they can't operate if security's not on site, right? So when we sit down and we talk with our customers, it's first and foremost, you know, really understanding what role we play in their business. Because in each business is a little different. Some business is more customer service focused. Other business, it might be regulatory, right? It could be the TSA. It could be the Coast Guard. It could be, you know, it's petrochemical. If it's an airport, it could be Department of Homeland Security, right? So there could be different requirements for different businesses. And so what role do we play, right? And then how do we have an impact with our service to really, you know, enhance and create value for our customers?
So you obviously did not have such astronomical growth without completely superior customer experience. What is the secret of great service, and what do you think the future of great customer service will be as the world changes so rapidly?
Look, I would say the secret has really truly been that customer intimacy, really building that relationship with the customer and understanding how we add value to their business. It's one thing to be close to a customer. It's another thing to be close to a customer and deliver value where their business actually gets something out of the relationship. And I think that's the key ingredient, right? It's a lot of companies tend to miss, right? And I think the future of that, when you say, you know, what is the future of that, is how do you measure that value, right? And so now if we can sit down with customers, whether it's using analytics or data, we've invested millions and millions of dollars into our business intelligence system. And we really think our business intelligence system is better than any of our competitors in the industry. Matter of fact, I would say it's better than most companies in the industry. And so the data that we have and that we can sit down with our customers and actually talk about not only our relationship, how we add value, but here's how we help you forecast and add value in the future. And how are we forecasting? We're using the data that we've collected and we've analyzed from the past to try to make decisions about, you know, where we best use security in the future.
Absolutely. You wrote this book, No Off Season, and a lot is about hard work. Talk about, you were even on the corner shining shoes. Talk about the whole essence of challenge you faced and how you overcame it.
Yeah, well, thanks. I think the hard work is it was something that was really just drilled into me. You know, my father played football at University of Alabama under Bear Bryant and then played professional baseball. And so, you know, one of the things he taught me at a young age is if you want something, you've got to go work for it. And so it's, you know, again, I try to teach this to, you know, my children, and I also try to teach it to our leadership team that, you know, everyone wants something. It's, you know, not everyone's willing to do all the steps it takes to be successful. And it's those that are willing to do that that literally create success. And look, you're going to have failures along the way. That's the greatest thing about sports, right, is you learn how to win, you learn how to fail. And learning how to fail is almost more important than learning how to win. You got to win with grace. Right. When you win, you gotta learn what you did well and what tweaks you still need to make to keep on winning. But when you fail, you gotta learn to pick yourself up, not lose your self-confidence. Right. And then figure out, you know, what changes you gotta make, what tweaks to the game plan. Right. Where do you let yourself down? Why did you fail? And I think all that goes back to that hard work. Right. As a young kid, in the stories that are in the book that I wrote, those were just stories of, at a very young age, my father just drilled into me, you know, the essence of hard work. If you want something, you got to go create it for yourself. You got to build it, have a plan, and go execute on it. And if you don't execute on it, you got to look yourself in the eyes and ask yourself why, right? And so, again, I just kind of carried that through throughout a lot of the different stories and as to how we built, you know, the organization.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Steve and find out, how do you grow a company from 400 people to 800,000? Back in a few.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Steve Jones, who is the global chairman and CEO of Allied Universal, the leader in security. And we've already learned how this impacts from all their data, the insurance, everything with the company. So it should be top of mind for CEOs. But here's the first thing I want to understand from you. So when you joined as CEO in 1996, you had 400 employees, mid-sized company. Now you've 800,000. Talk about what your whole leadership philosophy is. Management philosophy, leadership philosophy. You've obviously done something that very few people in the world have done. What's at the core of it?
It starts with you know, goal setting and strategy, right? And you don't grow from 400 employees to 800,000 employees without having very, very, very specific goals and really holding yourself and your team accountable to it. So, you know, as a team, when we were really, really small, I mean, at 400 employees, we had $12 million in revenues. And I remember the original plan was a four-year plan to double the size of the business, to go to 800 employees and $24 million in revenues. And so that was the plan. And we laid out very, you know, very specific tactical steps that we were going to take to accomplish that goal. We accomplished that goal. And then 4 years later, we set the new goal. The new goal was we were going to go from $24 million to $75 million in revenues, right? So we were going to triple the size of the business, and we were going to do it in 7 years. We happened to do it in four. And again, it was laying out the game plan. Right, I'm a big sports guy, and so, you know, it's about laying out the game plan, and it's about executing on that game plan, holding yourself accountable. We, you know, as an organization, as a leadership team, you know, we talk on a regular basis. We're actually on a weekly basis with the senior leaders of the organization, and every week we talk about kind of the same things. We're you know, and one of the things that you always hear us say is, you know, what do the tapes say? Watch the tape. And my message on that is, in sports, in football or other sports, you know, you capture the play or what you did on tape. And so, you know, if you want to see what you did or how you performed or where you failed or where you could have done better, you go watch the tape, right? You go watch the film. And I've got a couple of young boys that are in sports, and I force them to watch their game films. Because, you know, they'll say, I had a great game. I go, well, let's watch the game film. Let's see, did we really have a great game film? And so how well did we really do last week, right? The metrics will tell you one thing. But again, if you're being really honest with yourself and you're looking at, did you accomplish everything that you said you're going to accomplish to get to your bigger, broader strategy, the tape will tell you another, right? And so it's that's really how we did it. You know, every year we set new goals, and it was to get better and better and better each and every year, get bigger each and every year. We laid out a game plan. Every year we measured ourselves against it. You know, wins, losses, where we could have done better. We tweak our game plan, and that's how we approached it.
And when you're talking about game plan, not everyone knows that you are a college football player, and you played at the beloved and iconic John Madden's alma mater, and you knew a lot. You've met with him numerous times. What did you learn from him? What can CEOs learn from a guy like John Madden and sports to help grow a business so successfully? And a big word I'm thinking about is accountability, because you've mentioned it at least twice, And CEOs always want to know about that.
I think business and sports has so much in common. Because, you know, whether it's sports or business, you know, it all starts off with a dream, right? A vision. You know, right? You know, when you're a little kid, you want to win the Super Bowl, you want to go to the World Series, right? You want to be a Olympic swimmer, whatever it is. But it always starts off with a dream. And when you start your business or when you come in as a CEO of a business, you've got a dream, right? You've got a plan where you're going to take this business from. And then it's about execution. And execution is really, you know, are you doing the things that you say you're going to do to accomplish your goal, right? I mean, everyone has goals. I think, you know, as a coach, and then John Madden, you know, would say is, you know, okay, you know, you have a goal to be the best, but are you putting in the work every day to actually be the best? You know, are you measuring the results? Are the results showing you're going in the right direction? And I think that's sometimes where strategy and execution get lost. And I think that, you know, obviously it's not easy. It never is. And it takes a tremendous amount of hard work, but it also takes a tremendous amount of dedication, and it takes your team to be able to come together, as you know, you and your viewers all know.
When you talk about team, you are known for having this great culture that promotes from within and is values driven.
Look, I hate bureaucracy, and I'd like to say there's no bureaucracy in our organization. I know, you know, at close to $20 billion in revenues and 800,000 employees, there's probably some bureaucracy, but I try to stomp it out any way I can. We truly have what I call our locker room conversations. We get our management team together on a quarterly basis. We shut the door and we talk like we would talk in a locker room. And what I mean by that is that we're open and honest. Well, you can challenge everyone. My only caveat is, you know, you can't attack anyone personally, right? It's not against Steve Jones personally, but if there was an idea, if there was a strategy that we had, if we failed in the execution, let's bring it up. That open and honest dialogue, I think is absolutely core to what we do. Because we've sat in meetings where we thought, you know, we had a good strategy, or we thought we were doing it well, or we thought that, you know, it was a failure on the team in the field for not executing. And we realized through that open and honest dialogue that, you know, really, you know, we failed, right? We failed to communicate it properly. We had a bad strategy. The plan to execute was bad. So we were able to tweak it. And that's kind of how we're always constantly tweaking. So first and foremost, honest dialogue. I'd say the second thing is about our organization that I really try to push is just speed. And I take it that away from football. You know, you've got a game that's only four quarters, and so you go in at halftime, your ability, the team that can make changes and adjustments at halftime and come out in the second half usually has a better chance of winning, right? And so, you know, how well can your team make changes and adjustments? And how long does it take, right? So it's the speed of being able to do something like that. So I always talk about being flexible and nimble. And I say, look, we're a very large company, but we got to act like a small company. And, you know, when you were small, everyone cared. Every decision mattered. You could change on a dime, right? And then for some reason, you get big and you lose all that muscle memory. And so, you know, we've spent a lot of time trying to figure out how we continue to be flexible, nimble, innovative, and then honest with our dialogue with each other. And again, we're not perfect, and I'm not here to stand on a soapbox and say we're the greatest company in the world. You know, we're certainly striving to be there, but you know, we're a long ways from being there. But that's the core.
And there you have it, Steve. I want to tell you a great pleasure, continued success, because you're keeping the fabric of America growing. Great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.